Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. In my mind, there is no doubt about it. The king of the Chesapeake Bay is the famous rockfish. Considered by many to be one of the best fish in all the world, the rockfish, or striped bass, belongs in our Maryland dining rooms for big occasions or small. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I've invited a very talented local chef to come on and give us a rockfish primer. So may I introduce Chef Todd McSorley of the Anne Arundel Community College. Welcome, yeah. Chef. Glad to see you.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're getting into the big rockfish season.
Correct.
I mean, I love when the cold water fish come in. I think they're probably the tastiest ones of the year. And so tell us, what, in terms of cooking, what do we need to know?
Well, rockfish is extremely versatile,
yeah.
First of all. So if you have a favorite recipe, rockfish will more than likely fit the bill for what you want to do.
Sure.
It's a great steak fish, and it's my preference is to fillet it,
mm-hmm.
skin off.
Skin off. Okay.
That's just my preference. Some people like to keep the skin on and get it crispy and eat it as well.
Yeah. No, I like crispy skin on the
sure.
rockfish. But yeah, I mean, it is such a beautiful, delicate, white, flaky fish when you get the real deal. I have this argument with some fishermen. They think that the smaller guys done whole are more flavorful than the bigger guys. Are you going to agree with these guys?
I would definitely agree
so
with
them. So you like these smaller fish?
Absolutely.
See, I like when that fillet is like an inch thick, and I can just cut into it. It's such
a
great thing.
It can be a big hunk of fish, can it?
Yeah.
Years ago, there were no limits for the size limits.
Oh, yeah.
And they manage it much more tightly now.
I'm sure, yeah.
I've been on a boat where we pulled in a 6-foot rockfish, and I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
It was huge. But you do some fishing yourself.
Oh, I try to spend as much time on the water as I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you bring a nice rockfish home, how are you going to fix it?
Well, my preference is simpler is better.
Okay.
So I like salt and pepper, pan sear, a little brown butter, maybe some sprigs of thyme, some garlic, squeeze a lemon.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Do you turn it?
Thing.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, turn it. Okay.
Yeah, you start it bone side down and finish it on the back.
How long does it take to cook?
Yeah, depending on the size of fillet, it's kind of a trick question.
Yeah.
You can press on it with your finger, and when it flakes pretty easily, it's done.
Sauces? What are you gonna? Are you gonna sauce it with anything?
One thing that I like to do is to remove the fish from the pan and then just turn the heat off, throw a couple tablespoons of butter, and just let it kind of melt. You don't want it too hot. You just want it to kind of homogenize
with the
rest of the stuff in the pan.
And nice. And then just pour that on top.
Right on top.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice treat.
Could you start to build a sauce by deglazing the pan, maybe with some white wine or
certainly,
something?
Certainly.
Where would you go with that, Jerry?
I love heavy cream and mustard seeds.
Oh, yeah?
In the pan to make a sauce for my rockfish. Actually, I think Cindy Wolf taught me that one years ago. But that's a great simple treat with some white wine, some heavy cream, some mustard seed, and let that cook.
Oh,
and then
that's
pour
that
can't go wrong.
Yeah, but I love the idea of throwing some thyme and garlic in the pan, too.
Yeah, you kind of baste the fish as well.
Yeah, baste
that's
it with
nice.
A little bit. Yeah, that sounds great.
Now, we're coming up on some holidays. This would be a nice fish to present at the holiday table, don't you think?
I think it would be great.
Like I said, I know the guys like the smaller ones, but when in December, when you can get those big fish, it's the perfect treat.
Well, you're doing the Feast of Seven
Fishes. We always do rockfish.
So we want a big rockfish
sure,
for that.
Sure, just absolutely.
Show everybody that you love them. Well, Todd, thank you for being with us.
Yeah.
It's really been great, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
And happy holidays.
My pleasure.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.